Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, I welcome back Kate Shattuck, who is a medical intuitive and animal communicator. She works with her gifts, she uses her gifts to work with her clients in a unique way. She created her business, Radiant Animals, after becoming aware that even the best Western medicine cannot always provide animals or people with what is needed for optimal happiness and well-being. Kate's innate intuitive abilities began to emerge after her retirement from corporate life. Although her passion for the animal kingdom was originally her focus, the scope of Radiant Animals has expanded and now includes energy work, intuitive and mediumship readings, speaking, writing, and teaching. By integrating her scientific and theoretical education with alternative healing modalities and spiritual practices, Kate has created a holistic approach allowing her clients, both human and animal, to experience healthier, happier lives. And I would like to say that Kate is in the studio, but she is not. She did confirm tonight's show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. I'm sure some of you have heard it 100 times. It's called Throw It All Away by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron, and I'm going to try to reach Kate by phone. So keep your fingers crossed and say a prayer. Here's Jennifer Farron singing Throw It All Away.
Trauma that can come.
And that was Throw It All Away by Jennifer
Farron. Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to send your message with normal delivery. Press 1 to send your message with urge. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Well, folks, you might have gathered that I have not reached Kate. I didn't realize the message had not been sent. Let's give it a couple of minutes. I'm going to check out an area code here. I just have a call that came in to see if she's on a different phone number than what I have for her. So let me just check out a couple of numbers here that I haven't had a chance to check on. Area code 631. What is your first name, please?
Rose.
Rose. Hi, Rose. Okay. Well, it's, thank you for calling in. Obviously, you're not Kate. Let me try another number here. Okay. And you are caller number 5 in the event that we are able to connect with Kate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 347, what is your first name, please?
First name is Tanika.
Tanika, hi there. Thank you for calling in. Tanika, we do not have Kate in the studio. I don't know where she is because she did confirm the show, and I just left a message, so we're going to give her a minute or two to respond in the event that she gets her message. You are caller number 7 if we're able to connect with her. So hang in there, and I will try one more number. I don't think this would be her. Okay. Sorry for cutting you off, Tanika. Area code 317, what's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm a little frustrated at the moment.
Yeah.
I wish I was a pet, or I wish I was a medical intuitive for pets or humans. I think that we're probably going to have to Oh, are you?
I have
Seriously?
A show on Blog Talk for real. I have a show Psychic Sherry's World for real.
Well,
I'm on Thursday night.
Well, Sherry, would you like to take over the show tonight? And I will be happy to get you back on in your own slot sometime if you would like to do that.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm a little. Let's see. I'm cooking dinner. My husband just got home from work. I have to get his plate ready, but I got to tell you, I think I can do this. Can you mute me for just like 2 minutes
I'll
till I tell my husband what's going on?
It sounds good. And in the meantime, I'll play one more song or just chat for a little bit with the people on the line.
Perfect.
Okay,
one
thanks so much, Sherry.
I'll
mute you. I'll
do readings for you. Okay, perfect.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. I do,
okay,
too.
Folks. Thank you. It looks like we're going to have a show after all. So let's see. Let's just go back and see what some of the callers are hoping to hear tonight. Donna, you're caller number 1. What's your desire for tonight?
Oh. Well, you can ask about your pets or something medical.
Mm.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, we're going to have to – what I'm going to do when I get Sherry back on the line – is talk to her a little bit about her gifts and how she has evolved to where she is today, and then we'll get an idea of exactly what she can do. She said that she would do readings. That's very cool. And I do have another Skype caller on the line. Let's see who that is. Hang in there,
Thank
Donna.
You.
Okay.
All righty, Dave. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi. This is another Skype caller. What is your name, please?
Karen.
Sharon. Okay, Sharon.
No, with a K.
You may not have... Pardon me? Okay. Okay. Sorry about that.
Karen.
Karen. Oh, I've got it now. I'm just a little flustered because of how things are working out tonight, but
yeah.
We do have a woman who is an intuitive who's going to do readings, and if we can get to you, you are caller number 8, so just hang in there. We'll do our best to get to you, okay? All right.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay,
you
thank
hang
you
in
for
there.
Calling.
Oh,
I will.
I love
thank you so
people.
Much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Sherry, I'm coming to you.
Hi.
Is this a convenient time to talk, Sherry?
Yeah, perfect. It is absolutely
perfect. Okay, great.
I'm in my garage, so I'm ready.
Well,
let's
you know
just
what? Talk
Can
for
I
a minute
tell
about
you
your gifts.
You
yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Because this is how I do my my blog talk radio show. When people call in, I need to hear their name, where they're calling from, and what the weather is like.
Okay.
So when they tell me that, I get into their energy field, and then I just see what tell them what I see.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, we're going to start off with caller number 1 then.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. And Sherry, I'm going to call you after the show, and I would love to get you onto the regular schedule. I'm booking for August at present, but I would love to have you, officially have your own show on Different Strokes for Different Folks. And don't mind me, I'm a little flustered, but I'm so glad you're there.
Yeah,
here's
I'm
our
with
first
you. I'm flustered, too, because I was not expecting to do... to be on a show and do readings.
Well, it was meant to work out this way, and thank God that
I
you're here.
So.
Okay, let's go. Here's caller number 1. Donna, did you get her instructions?
Yes, I did. Hi, Sherry. My name is
Hi.
Donna. I'm from California. Hello. And we're usually very sunny out here in California, and we did have a lot of rain, but today it's a little gloomy, but still very nice. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Donna. I'm just scanning your energy field, and I'm sorry because I'm probably echoing because I'm in my garage. Kind of
no, it's
funny
fine,
place
Sherry.
To be.
You sound great.
Perfect. Okay. I'm just getting into your energy field, and I love everything about you. Because what your team, they show me your physical body, and it's lit up like a light bulb. And what your team tells me is that no matter where you go, people are very attracted to you. They don't know why. Well, of course, you're beautiful and the way you carry yourself, but they're more attached to the way you make them feel. And your light is so bright, they want what you have. And not that you have figured everything out, but you kind of have. It feels like you've been on a spiritual journey for quite some time. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I have been. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And your team wants me to tell you, it's paying off. You have, if you look back 5 years from where you are right now, you have come, you've catapulted, and you are amazing. Now, one sidebar, your team wants me to tell you that you think that you're going to go like in one direction, and your team is saying, we have something better for you. So they're going to take you into a different direction. So when you're going through your life and doing things that you're wanting to do, if it starts to feel like a struggle and it's hard to do,
like you're beating your head against the wall, that is your cue that you need to jump track and do something else. Because what you want is different than what Spirit wants for you. They've heard your prayers, and
oh, good.
They're going to bring you something better than what you've thought of. So with
oh.
that being said, that's our little mini
oh.
read. So thank you for calling in, Donna.
You made me so happy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Donna,
you're
thank
welcome.
You so
thank
much,
you.
And have a blessed evening, hon.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Sherry, do you have a website?
I do. My website.
Why
is
don't you
psychic.
Put that out there right now, and also how people can find you on Blog Talk.
Okay. My website is sherry.org, and Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I, and it's .org. If you go on that, it will lead you through. It's a very simple website, but it takes you to my schedule if you'd like to book a read with me. And I have a show on Blog Talk on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And on there, I do free readings like we are here on this show. So that's it.
Perfect.
So thank you.
Well, let's move on to the next caller. This is
okay.
Michelle. Michelle, I trust you've heard the instructions. You are live, hon.
Hi. Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm from Wisconsin, and it's kind of sunny, like partly sunny, and I think it's, I don't know what the temperature is, probably like 50s maybe.
Okay. Hi, Michelle. I'm when I say I'm in your energy field, it doesn't mean I'm really in there. What I do is I just scan it.
Okay.
As I get into, boy, I keep wanting to clear my throat when I get into your energy field, because what that tells me is that there's a throat chakra that's a little bit blocked. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you physically. It just means that you may have a hard time expressing how you feel, or there's a need maybe for you to have a line in the sand and have some boundaries. Do you have a hard time telling people no, or there's something that you need to tell someone and you're not telling them?
It is hard for me to say no a lot of times. I can say it, but not. I am a people pleaser
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Of course you are. Your team says, look at her. She's so cute. You've been that way even when you were like 3 years old and all the way up. Like, everybody
aww.
Looks at you and thinks, oh, she's so cute. And it just kept going and going and going until now. And you're still cute. And
aww.
And we love that about you. But it's coming to a point where you need to draw the line in the sand because you're tired. You're sick of giving all your energy away to other people when you need that energy. Your physical body, your emotional body, especially your emotional body, and your mental body need that energy. So quit giving it away. And one way you can do that is by drawing a line in the sand. And if somebody asks you to do something, if you don't want to do it, you can just say no. You don't even have to come up with an excuse. And this is what's going to unfold for you this year in 2019, is that you're going to take you into consideration for the first time in a long time. You come first.
Yeah.
So that is what your team says. And you'll know how to do it. You're such a sweet girl. You can do it nicely. And nobody will think lesser of you. See, you keep accommodating other people thinking that you're not enough somehow, and that if you please everybody around you and they love you, and then it almost makes you more. that what is your team is saying is you don't need anything from anybody outside of you. You have everything that you need right inside of you. You're perfect just the way you are, but you can't understand that yet. So you keep looking outside of you for it. You see? So
yeah.
We don't need everybody else outside of us. Yeah.
My mom just passed away 2 weeks ago, and I think some of that, what you're saying, is because it's like I took care of her for like 6 years, and so now it is my time, and now I am saying no because I, you know, it is the first time. I have all this time, like I don't even know what to do with myself kind of thing. So
it's so
I just
funny.
Wanted to tell you that.
As you're talking.
So that's probably,
As you're talking, I'm getting cold chills that run all the way up my arm, and then there's a deep core, a deep inside of me. I want to cry because I feel you, and I am a medium,
thanks.
So I do pick up on the energies of spirits that have crossed.
Oh, is my mom okay? That's what's been killing me to know.
What is her first name?
Suzanne.
I know she's here. I feel her because I can feel you. Here she comes. Oh. She tells me the apple didn't fall far from the tree because you're just like her. You're such a sweet soul, and so is she. Where do you think you got that from? It's from her.
Yeah.
And she's talking about the family. And it's so funny. I don't know if at her service, did they have cookies? She shows me a plate with cookies, and she's throwing her energy into, like, maybe she's telling me a grandson of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a skinny boy. He's kind of chunky. Does this ring a bell? Or?
She has two grandsons, but... neither of them are chunky.
This one has brown hair, and we love the way he smiles.
They both have brown hair and cute smile.
All right.
My son-in-law, her grandson-in-law is chunky. I don't know if that's it.
Okay. You know what? We don't want to eat up too much time because
I
keep forgetting we're on live air because I'm so used to doing private readings. I'm so sorry. So we're going to kind of bounce a little bit further here. But she is here. She loves you. She wants me to tell you she's in good company because she's with her ancestors and her family members that she hasn't seen in years. So she's having a wonderful time.
Right.
But don't think you've left her forever because she says she can come back. Anytime you think of her, she can come back. She'll be right there. But in the meantime, she has things to do. So she's in good hands. So I wish I had more time with you. If you'd like a further reading, you can go to psychicsherry.org and book a read. So,
thank you so much.
Your
thank
mother,
you.
Thanks
and
for
thank
calling
you for
in, Michelle. My condolences on your loss. God bless you,
hon. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I missed Eileen in my haste. Eileen, you're live.
Thank you, Dave. I was patient. Hi, Sherry.
Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. And I'm looking out my window, and it's got purple and pink skies as the sun sets. And it's been very warm today in Florida.
Okay. Hi, Eileen. I'm just scanning your energy field, and I see beautiful waves of blue, water, like we're on the water. I just love to see the ocean. I'd like to see more of the ocean come out of your hands and on the canvas is what Spirit tells me. We love the ocean. And mermaids and fish. But we also like to see, I don't know if you're, when I scan your energy field, we love the elementals for you. Being outside, talking to the fairies and the gnomes and the elementals. Your team wants me to tell you that we see a lot of insects, and this sounds crazy, but okay, I'm asking my girl, Irene, why do we keep saying these? They're like little bugs that are on, oh, thank you, I know now what she's talking about. They show me little bugs, fleas, gnats, mosquitoes, which they show me, like, if you were to paint a leaf and have these mosquitoes and all those on there, they're talking about being very detailed with the work that you do when you're painting. Does this make sense?
Yes. Definitely.
Probably not.
No, yes. I haven't painted any mosquitoes, but they're always on my arms.
Right, because it's so funny because they're saying your team is working with you to focus in more on the detail.
Okay.
That is so detailed. If you can pick up a bug on a leaf, a mosquito on a flower, you're going to start this year, they said 1, 2, maybe 3 years, all 3 years, you're going to be so focused and so detailed that your work will take a whole different level. So that is awesome. And, wow, we show not only – oh, very good. Thank you, Irene. I was going to say, wow, we see the whole United States for you where you go out into the world. And but they said no. They showed me the entire world. They said you're going to go all the way around the world. But before that happens, you have to focus on detail.
Yes, I do that now, but I will continue to do that, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Eileen.
Thank you for tuning in to my energy fields. Okay, appreciate it. I'll keep listening.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Great. Bless, Eileen.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Alan is next. Alan, you're live.
Thank you, David. Hi, Sherry. This is Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Terrific. I'm Ellen. I'm calling from New York. The weather is wet, rainy. And it's kind of on the cool side for this time of year.
All right. What did you say your first name was? I'm sorry.
Ellen.
Ellen. All right. That's funny. Okay. E-L-L. Okay, so I'm in your energy field.
Okay.
People love you. People come to you for advice. Do you know that?
Advice, yes.
And what they're telling me is you give out so much of your energy that sometimes you don't have enough for you. We love the advice that you give. You're very neutral. You're like a referee. You're very good at keeping your emotions out of the equation and just listening to each. You could be a wonderful judge. In fact, you were a judge in your last life. But there's a part of you now that you don't want to do that anymore. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And there's so many, you're such a good listener, and there's so many people around you, but now is the time for you to focus on you. Now, what your team is showing me is that a full moon, pay very close attention to when full moons come around, because you're going to have a heightened sense of intuitive abilities. You're very intuitive. Do you know that?
I have some intuition, I think. I wouldn't say highly, but yeah, I think I am intuitive.
So when full moons come, they love for you to have a pen and paper and write down your emotions, because you're going to get like on an emotional roller coaster ride when it gets to be a full moon. Your body retains a little bit more water. You get more irritated. This is when, if you were to write a country song, this is when you would do it in a full moon. But what we love about that is it gets that energy out of your body, because it's coming up for you to release it. So you can release it by writing things down. We love your voice. We love if you could sing. Singing also will release your, open up your throat chakra. Do you like to sing?
Only if nobody's listening.
Me too. That's the best way to do it. And we'd like for you to dance to get that energy out of your field. You feel like you're dragging a heavy load around you, don't you?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. When they just show me like, oh, my God, it's hard. You're dragging like a lot of people behind you and a lot of baggage. One thing your team says is just don't think, every time you catch yourself thinking about the past, stop yourself. If you have to put a rubber band on your wrist and flip it, and it'll snap you back into now. Come to now. It doesn't matter what you did in the past. The future doesn't even exist, or so we think, yet. So just snap that rubber band and think about right now. Boom, we're here. Go into the stillness. The more you can go into the stillness and stop that chaotic stuff that's going on in your head. When I get into your head, you're crazy. You got a million thoughts going everywhere. You're worried about this and that. You're worried about things that haven't existed yet. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I'm a worrier, yes.
Mm-hmm. You're spinning your wheels, man. You're running out of energy of something that isn't even there. That's why we say, pull that rubber band. Come back to now, into the stillness. That's the only place you're going to find the peace, man. You don't have any peace in your life at all.
Yeah.
When I get into the matrix that's running behind the back of your head, like the replay, like the circling replay that goes over and over in your head, it's chaotic. I don't like it. We need to change that. Change it to peace. The only way you can do that is to go into the stillness. Pull back if you go into the future, or pull yourself back if you go into the past. Pull yourself back right now into the stillness. Feel that? Drop down. You feel it, man. That's how you get that peace running in the matrix in the back of your head. So, with that being said, thank you, Ellen. I hope you liked your little mini read. This is a funny, awesome show. This is an awesome show.
It is. Thank
you
so much, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Ellen.
Thank you.
You, Sherry, for these readings. We have more people on the line. Can you go until 8:30 Eastern time, Sherry?
Let me see. Yeah, I think I can.
Okay.
This is so funny.
Our next caller
is
Rose.
What is your name? I don't even know what your name is.
Oh, my name is David Clark, and that is my pen name. I'm going to call you afterwards. It's David Clark Cowdery, actually. And I know you're going to be eating dinner, so you tell me a good time to call you, and I will call you then. Because what I'd like to do is get your bio and see if I can get it up for this show, and also schedule you for some time down the line.
Okay, that sounds perfect. So,
what's a good time
to
call you?
Well, if we're going to do the show until like after 8:30, we can talk right after the show. How about that?
Okay, very good. I'll call you immediately afterwards. And Mary is our next. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Mary, you're going to be up time after this time. Rose is next. And there
okay.
we go, Rose. You're live.
Hi. How you doing, Sherry? It's so funny because I had a reading from you yesterday from your show, and it was the first time listening to your show.
Oh, you have got. This is crazy.
And then I knew that was you because I said I know that voice, and I have to give you I was looking your up and you know, your website, and because I was going to get I wanted to book a reading from you, because I have to tell you you're unbelievable, because you were spot on and you gave me a lot of
Aww.
Information that really helped me. I'm in a much better mood even today compared to when you gave me the reading yesterday. So
wow.
It was so funny. And I knew that when I heard that name, I said, wait a minute, that can't be her. And then it was, and then you're on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
we
funny, right?
We can't make this up.
No.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Actually, we can make this up. This is
right.
so crazy. And can I say
right.
one thing? I
yeah.
love the way that you can articulate it, like what you're feeling. I am a
right.
little bit envious of you, because even though I have a radio show and I do this, I cannot
right.
express myself as smoothly and beautifully as you do. So,
oh,
wow.
Thank you.
It's just
yeah.
crazy that – so –
Yeah, I thought that was, but then again, I know things happen for a reason. So now you're going to be
That's
on the
right.
show, and now everybody gets to hear you. You know how good you are. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for the confirmation.
I'm
just
sure.
so grateful.
Yeah.
So
you could do if you want to. I don't want to. I'd rather have you know, other people experience you. So you could just give me like a one or two things if you want, and I'll let someone else get a reading. That's fine. You know.
Okay. So I'll make it very quick. So I do want to scan your energy field. Boom, boom, boom. We
okay.
love the angels around you. I'm very
right.
drawn into it like a mole or something. Do you have a mole on your neck or?
I have a lot of moles, actually. Yeah.
Okay, because they're showing me a mole.
Okay.
I'm very drawn to that. Now, and I am no doctor, okay? So let's put that out there. So anything I say, take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
Very drawn to a mole, and it feels dark to me. And have you ever been to, like, a dermatologist and had those moles checked?
I have, but it's been a while, so maybe I should go for another checkup.
We would like that. We don't want to instill any fear, but,
right.
We just think that it would be good because it's been a while since you've been there, like you said. And even though
okay.
you don't think of it consciously, but since you have been there,
right.
somehow they take me back to that timeline of where there was fear about that. Now, we're not saying anything is wrong with you, but that's just
right.
what they took me into. So there's something here that still needs to be cleared.
Oh, okay.
Energetically. So.
All right. So I'll go to the dermatologist and check my mole, because I do have quite a bit of them. All right. So thank you for
mm-hmm.
that. And I'll let you go. I'm going to book a reading with you
and
another
time. One last
time.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. We do like to
okay.
see your feet in the sand, and we feel like that's coming up for you. Your feet is in the sand, and there's sun, and it just feels wonderful, like a vacation
okay.
or a getaway.
So, oh, okay. That sounds good. Yeah, I love the beach. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well,
and,
thank
I'll
you so much.
Soon.
I appreciate for you
okay.
calling in.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rose.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Well, Sherry, there are no mistakes, are there?
There is so many coincidences, coinkydinks in this show. It
right.
Crazy. I mean,
okay,
you...
Well,
yes,
go ahead.
I'm ready. No, I'm ready
for
another call.
Okay.
Well, I was just
going to say, Mary is next.
There's so many.
So many.
Did you say Gary?
No, Mary.
Hello. Hello.
Mary, okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hi, is this Mary?
Yes, it is. Hello, Sherry. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Good. Okay, I'm calling from Florida, and it's cloudy here today.
Okay. All right, Mary. What I do is I'm scanning your energy field here in just a bit, and wow. When I get into your energy field, they take me right into the center core of you. I almost want to cry because you have been through thick and thin. You have been through so much, and your team wants me to say to you, wowee, you feel like a superstar to them. Like, you have been through so much, and whatever knocks you down, and you've been knocked down a lot, you just keep pulling yourself up and pulling yourself up, and every time you pull yourself up, you're stronger and stronger. You have a lot of people around you that maybe depend on you or need you. Does this make sense?
Right now, in the past, it's been true, and right now I've been helping some neighbors going through a health crisis.
Okay. Your team wants me to tell you that all of the help and everything that you've given and the seeds that you have thrown throughout the years, they want me to tell you that you will never be in need. There will always be people that are around to take care of you, to help you, even though
that's
you're doing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though you're doing it now for like a lot of people, but they want me to tell you they don't want you to ever feel like you're alone or that you don't have anybody in your corner or anybody that will take care of you, because they said, wow, we see a whole bunch of people that are would be willing to step up to the plate if so need be, okay? Because has that been a fear of yours?
Yeah, it always has, yeah. I'm an only child, and I lost my parents and some years back, and I'm it.
Yeah, so they said, this fear needs to go away. You're just spinning your wheels, so to speak. You're just burning energy that you don't need to. You're worrying about something that's never going to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So take all of that energy back, and wowee, look at what we got here. You don't have to worry about that anymore. So, wow, that changes everything.
Wow.
Because they
that
show me, and this sounds crazy, and they show me there's 8 people that will be willing to step up to the plate for you and help take care of you. 8 people.
Wow, I can't even think how many, if that would be, and who they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so we're
telling
you, we see it. So don't worry about
great.
It. That's how covered you are. So take all
wonderful.
That energy that you were worrying about that and put it into
mm-hmm.
you. Put
okay.
it into what you want, not what you're scared of.
That's great. Yeah, that's good to know. I always try to help others, so, you know,
it's
when I'm needed.
Off.
That's
so
great.
Thank you, Mary, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for stepping up the plate tonight, Sherry, and kind of saved everybody, including Dave. I know he was concerned, and it worked out well for all. Hope to hear you again.
It did. It's just
it
awesome.
Sure did,
thank
Mary.
You.
Thank you so much for hanging in there, and thanks to everybody.
Sure.
We do have some more callers, and we're going to take 2 more callers. But, Mary, I wish you a blessed evening, and please call in again. Okay, moving on. Our next caller is Tamika. And Tamika, you're live.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I would like to ask a question if it's allowed, or if not, I'll just hear.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Tamika?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Okay. What I like to do, I don't like to take questions until once I get really into the energetic field. But on the on the shows, I kind of like to just scan your energy and tell you what your team wants me to tell you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm getting in there, one thing your team is showing me is they would like for you to have a little bit more confidence. Even though when people walk up to you or your friends, you really do radiate confidence. But when we get into the core of you, I can see something different. And it's someone who feels like you've been through some relationships, whether it be parents, siblings, it could be a significant others. You've been in relationships where you have been put down a lot of times or maybe belittled, and you've lost your confidence. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And what they're telling me is it wasn't them that was doing it to you. It was you doing it to you. Other people outside of us cannot alter how we think about us unless we allow it. And you, when you allow it, you give away your power. So what your team wants me to tell you is that start standing up for yourself. When you look in the mirror, if there's something about you that you don't like, instead of looking at it, say, let's pretend, and I don't know how you, we're going to say, let's pretend you don't like your hair. You look in the mirror. Instead of looking at it and saying, oh, my God, I hate my hair, I hate my hair. Look at it and say, wow, I like this. This could be something really fun. You know, you got to change up how you look at yourself. We're getting off on a tangent because the reason I'm doing that is because I'm in your energy. And what that tells me about you is that you're a big daydreamer. You have big dreams for yourself, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
We see your dreams. Do you have big dreams?
Yes.
And we love that. You see how I got carried away? And I just started, I don't even know what I was talking about. It felt good where I was at. And we love that because we're in your energy. So you are dreaming beautiful dreams. Your team wants me to tell you, keep dreaming like you're dreaming. Because I got to tell you, it's going to take you into, I want to say, Never Never Land or Fantasy Land. Like your life at one point, but you still have some things you got to work on. But at one point in your life, you are going to be living that fairy tale dream. You've always felt like you were going to live a fairy tale dream, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're going to. I see it. That's your potential timeline. Now, you can change it because we can manifest, we create our own world. But what I see is the projected timeline that you're on. And that's the one I saw. And it's awesome. You're going to live like a fairy tale dream. So good for you. Does any of this make sense?
Yeah, I would love that. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. So you keep doing what you're doing with your thoughts, because our thoughts create our world. Our thoughts, our words, and our actions create our world. So if you don't like your life, you got nobody to blame but you, because you created it. So monitor your thoughts and your words, and you're doing a wonderful job, and what we see is great for you. So thank you for calling in, Tamika. I hope you enjoyed your mini read.
I did. Do you see anything about love for me? There's someone I have feelings for right now whose name is Frank. I don't know how he feels about
me. Yeah, we saw that as we were talking. And, yes, we do see you with someone. It's going to be a little bit further down the road. You got a little bit of adjusting to do. and we see some kids involved, and I don't know if kids are already in the equation.
I want kids.
Because we see three children.
I want them. Sometimes I worry it won't happen for me because I'm 40 already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying you're going to have all three of them. It could be someone you meet has children too, you see.
Do they
we see three
how...
for you.
Oh, wow. Do they pick up anything about the person I said and how you might feel about me?
No, I'm not getting anything. They just say, keep doing what you're doing. Because I got to tell you, I feel like I'm under pressure because we still have another read we have to do, and we're running out of time.
Right. But thank you for calling, Tamika. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want to break here, Sherry? Because I can tell that it's been quite an hour for you.
No,
it has been for me. Too.
Are we going to do one more read? Is this show over at 8:30?
It is. Yes. Are you willing to do another one?
Let's take one more read. I'll do it real quick, and then we'll talk after the show. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, this is Karen. Karen, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. I can barely hear you.
Oh.
There we go. That's better.
Okay. Better. Good. I put the volume up. Very good. Well, thank you.
Perfect. There you
nice
go.
Nice to meet you. I've been enjoying the show. I feel like I'm witnessing and experiencing radio show history.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Wow.
Yeah.
Look at how in tuned you are, because I was feeling the same thing. I want to say you can't make this up, but you can.
Yes.
So where are you calling from, Karen?
New York, New York.
All right.
And
what's the weather like there?
Cloudy. It's been cloudy, raining on and off all day, sometimes heavier. Not like pouring, but, you know, coming down teeming-ish. And then other times just a sprinkle. And then in between, it kind of stopped and was nice for a few minutes. So.
All right.
That was
okay.
Today.
So what I do is I ask people what the weather is like because I tune into voice vibrations.
Hmm.
And when I get into, as you're talking into your energetic field. Okay. It's funny because what they're showing me is like, I don't know if you have people around you that are wanting money. They want to borrow money, or they're wanting to take money from you. But I feel like that you have to like really work at trying to keep money in your pocket. Does this make sense?
Well, I had a traumatic thing last month in the bank where I had money stolen that I had in an envelope right by my purse.
Okay.
I was looking for something else and about to go to the teller, and someone came and snatched it out from under me and disappeared.
Oh,
and then the bank wouldn't do anything about it.
Oh.
They claimed they had cameras
everywhere
and they'd catch it on camera, but then they didn't find anything. Ha-ha. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so I don't know
I
if it's
feel like
that.
It,
I'm super careful ever since then.
Mm-hmm. And what your team wants me to tell you is that this fear has been brought on by your ancestors, because this seems to be coming down the pipe, so to speak. We see like maybe grandfather and great-grandfather, and it keeps going down that line where people are leery of other people because they're trying to snatch their money. So it really is taking an impact on you. What there is a need here to do is just release the fear because the worst has happened. It can't get any worse than that, what happened to you. So the buck stops here, so to speak. So guess what? Tell your ancestors, hey, guess what? You all were worried about something happening. Nothing ever happened to you. And I wasn't, and something really did happen to me. And looky here, it didn't kill me. I can survive. So when you do that, you unlock the, I don't want to call it a curse. It's kind of, oh, not a curse. That's a bad word. You unlock that kind of tie, not only for you, but for your ancestors. And look here, it's going to end up better than what you think. Because even though you lost a lot of money in this transaction, we create our own world. So this was unjust to you. So you're going to create where you get three times the money you lost in your future. So I hope I'm not losing you here. It makes sense to me that I may be jumping ahead for you. But to put it in a nutshell, in about 3 months, we hate to put a timeline, but we like 3 months, you may get some unexpected money.
Without doing...
So is any of this making sense?
It sounds wonderful. I can't imagine. I mean, you mean without working or doing anything special for the money?
No, not doing anything special. It seems to kind of fall into your lap somehow. And I don't have to figure it out, and neither do you. When we think that we have to figure it out, that's the masculine part of our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get out of that masculine. We want to go to the feminine, because the feminine part says, this is what I want, and I don't have to figure out how to get it. I'm just going to sit back like a queen. I hate to say it like that, but it kind of is. You sit back, and you expect it to be given to you. And see how hard that is for you to understand. When I say that to you, that doesn't make sense to you. Because you always had to work for everything, didn't you?
Yes.
So this part ain't making sense. This is the part. This is what's happening on this earth. You got to figure it out. You got to get into the feminine energy. And the feminine energy is of peace and love. And you just put it out there and you wait for it to come. There's enough for everybody. So that's what your team is asking you to do. So it's going to take a process. You're not going to be able to do this one time and think you mastered it. You're going to have to do this for maybe 5 years.
Wow. Really?
Because I've been working on it for years.
Oh.
But you mean, when you do it, it'll change your life.
You mean saying the proclamation like you said before, or just being peace and love and emanating that, or both?
What you do is whatever it is that you want. It's not enough just to think about it, to throw it out to God or to the angels or to the universe. It's not enough to think about it. You have to put a vibrational or an emotion to it. So if you were to say, I want to be a movie star, and if you throw it out there, but you have to ask yourself, what would it feel like to be a movie star? So then, oh, my God, what would it feel like? Oh, it'd be awesome. That's the vibration you throw out with what you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, what would it feel like if I were rich? What would it feel like if I were happy? Then you throw that out to the universe with the vibrational feeling. That's how you manifest. That's how you create in your world what you want.
Yes, law of attraction. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
With the vibrational match. The law of attraction just says, I want this, you know, this, that, you know, throw it out. You have to put a vibrational feeling with it. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, thank you for calling in. I think our show is getting ready to end. So
could I say, you think because it's...
Thank
it's,
you, Karen.
It's
God bless you.
Okay.
And
thank
Sherry,
you.
And Sherry, thank you so much for pinch hitting for me. I so appreciate it. It's been a wonderful show, and I look forward to chatting with you briefly because I don't want to hold you up. But for now, it's time to close. So let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.